This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, 50 Shades of K subscribers, and welcome to all the new listeners. I'm your host, Elizabeth K, back with another fun beauty episode. Today, we're talking about something that I tried last year for the first time. Botox. We're also going to talk about microblading, chemical peels, and much more with my guest, owner of Bare Beauty Med Spa and Skincare, Stacey Matusak. Thanks for being here, Stacey.
Thank you for having me.
Side note, I just learned over the weekend when I was having some drinks with Stacey that her cousin was Sloth from the Goonies. Crazy.
Yes, John Matusak.
Crazy, right? I'm telling you, it's small Milwaukee. But Stacey is a licensed esthetician. She's worked for the top Milwaukee salons, and she's branched out into areas of the medical field of aesthetics, working with top plastic surgeons in the area, holding titles of clinical director, lead esthetician, and surgical coordinator throughout the years. She's certified in medical skincare, and she's certified in numerous surgical and non-surgical aesthetic practices. So basically, if you want to look good and feel good, they need to contact you, Stacey, right? You're kind of the expert.
Well, I try to be. I try to stay educated and on top of the newest and greatest things out there. So,
well, we were connected through a mutual friend, Jordan DeChambre, who's been a past guest on 50 Shades of K. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about microblading, because Jordan just did it. She looks great, but there's a lot of questions I have about microblading, because in my brain, I think of that as you get a tattoo over your eyebrows. Is that what microblading is?
Kind of.
Okay, kind of, but not really. Okay, what is it?
So microblading is a new form of tattooing. It's done with a blade instead of a needle, like tattooing of the past. Therefore, it doesn't go as deep into the skin as regular tattooing, which lasts much longer. So this is what we call a semi-permanent tattooing.
Okay.
It can last anywhere from 8 months up to a couple years, depending on the person, lifestyle, types of products that they use, etc. It's done with a blade, so therefore it's like little paper cuts in the skin that we deposit color in. And because it's done with a blade, we create what looks like a hair-like stroke. So it looks very natural instead of a very stenciled look like
it
the old
does.
Tattooing. Yes.
It looks like hair. I can't believe how many friends of mine have now said that they've gotten this done. And I'm someone that I fill in my eyebrows quite a bit on the side. But this is something I've kind of been interested in. But my fear was always based on my aunts and my mom and my family. Everything's going to go gray and white down the road. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the whole tattooing thing kind of had me somewhat intimidated. But you're saying it's a temporary
thing.
It
will fade over time.
Yes. So it's not like it's there forever.
No.
Like a tattoo would be.
No. In fact, we do need people to come in. If they want to keep it up, they do need to come in for maintenance appointments. So probably like once a year.
That's really it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when it comes to having the process done from start to completion, do you have to go in for one appointment and then you go back a week later?
Or we always schedule two appointments. So your first appointment, which is the longest, because we want to create the shape and we make sure that the client agrees on the shape before we get started. Then we numb the area and then we start the process. And that takes probably, once we start the process, at least an hour. So it's about an hour and a half to 2 hours that we schedule. And then we want to wait for the area to heal. We schedule the next appointment 4 weeks later.
Got it. Okay. So it's a little bit of time.
It's just like having a wound. You know, we want that to heal. And then we want to look back and see, okay, where do we need to tweak? Do we need to add a little bit more? Do we need more color? Did the color not take? Did it fade a little too much?
And what's the recovery time? So if someone does this, can they go out then that night?
Oh,
and
sure.
Put on makeup?
Sure. The only thing you need to do is you need to keep like an Aquaphor or a Vaseline type salve on top of it so that it doesn't dry kind of like if you have a wound, you want to put a Neosporin or something on there to keep it moist.
Got it.
So that's the only downfall. I just had mine done. It was really no big deal. No one noticed that I had
it. And they look great.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't believe
thank you.
How Jordan's face, I mean, it like frames her face in. And there's so many people that I notice with eyebrows, once I started getting into like filling in my own eyebrows, that I notice now that neglect that area on their face when they're doing their makeup routine, that with something like microblading, you don't even have to think about that then anymore.
Oh my gosh. It takes 5 to 10 minutes off of my daily regimen of getting ready.
Which, as we know, as
huge.
Women.
Huge.
Yeah, that's priceless. Yeah. Now, let's talk about Botox and fillers and things like that. I tried it for the first time last year. Don't look at my forehead, Stacey, because I need to come back and get more done. But I really liked it. And I couldn't believe how many people didn't necessarily know that I had Botox, but had said to me, gosh, you look great. You look more awake. You look more refreshed. Even my husband, who knew I was going to go get Botox, but I purposely didn't tell him what day I was getting it done to see if he noticed. Mm-hmm. He even said a couple days in a row, gosh, you look great. There's just something about you today. Hello, it's the Botox. Like, can you speak to that for a little bit?
Yes. So Botox. First off, let me just say that a lot of people get confused on what Botox and injectable fillers are.
Yes.
So injectable fillers is what people inject, let's say, into the cheek area or into the lip area to create more volume. So when we see people that maybe haven't been injected correctly or have too much of that filler injected and it's not what we think aesthetically correct, people are fearful that they may have that look if they do Botox. Well, Botox is not the same as filler. Botox is a neurotoxin that stops the muscles from speaking to each other so much so that they express too much. Like in the forehead, when we raise our eyebrows and we create horizontal lines, or in between our eyebrows, which is the glabellar area, which we call the L's. If you frown and you create those strong two lines in between your eyebrows, right above the bridge of the nose. Crow's feet around the eye, where when we smile really hard and we have the lines on the sides of the eyes. That's what Botox is good for, stopping the muscles from working so hard and creating deep lines or wrinkles. Botox can help open up the eyes then, help give a brow lift, make you look less tired. Botox can, if you stop that frowning, those two lines in between the eyebrow area, some people almost have a permanent frowning look to them.
Yes.
Yeah. So that can make you look more
well-rested.
Is that
what we call resting bitch face?
Yeah. Well, when we get rid of that, that's resting bitch face. Yeah, so it can also be used as preventative. There's a lot of the younger generation starting at 18 years old. And I know maybe some people think that's, you know, a little too early to begin. But there are people who just naturally make very heavy expressions. And so the younger generation is now using it as preventative so they don't create those deep lines by the age of 30.
Which those deep lines, I couldn't believe after I went in for my first appointment how quickly with my forehead that was smooth. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. And even just makeup and everything looked better. And being someone that's on television like I am over at Channel 12 and being in HD and things like that, you really, with the heavy lights, you can see all of that so distinctly that's why when I was looking at myself on television, I thought I kind of want to smooth that out a little bit because I was coming across as looking really tired, which I am really tired. I've got crazy hours. But aren't we all? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just something about waking up and feeling and looking refreshed. Now, for someone that is interested, do you have free consultations at Bare Beauty Med Spa and Skincare? Can someone come in and say, I don't know if I want to do this, but what can you tell me?
Yes. For anything major like Botox, microblading, chemical peels, etc., we do offer free consultations. And we book off a 30-minute spot. A lot of people also ask, can they do the treatment that same day if they'd like to? So we will adjust the schedule to compensate if they are interested in having the treatment done the same day. There is no cost for them to come in and ask as many questions as they'd like.
Which you probably get people. I mean,
we do.
It's our faces.
Sure.
You know, and we don't want this. We were joking before at the bar over the weekend. Not everyone wants to look like Joan Rivers. Rest in peace. But
no,
that's a concern for some
never
people.
Never our goal. Never our goal.
Never
no,
the
we
goal.
Want everyone to look as natural as possible.
And it's becoming more acceptable. I mean, men also do as well. When it comes to Hollywood, and you being a professional in this industry and you see celebrities that often get asked and they say, well, I don't do anything and I just get a lot of facials or what have you. Are they almost all getting this stuff done?
Most definitely.
Most definitely, right?
Most definitely.
Why are they lying about it?
It is impossible for just a facial or a cream that you purchase from the department store or online that's going to create that look for someone over a certain age. It's just, it's impossible.
It's science. What will happen to
your
skin?
It's Botox, it's chemical peels, it's lasers, it's all the above.
If this is something that you're thinking about getting involved in, I waited years to finally try Botox because I was nervous, and being somewhat of a public person that's on television, I was worried that it was going to completely change the way I looked. Mm-hmm. And I can guarantee once this podcast airs, there's going to be people really close to me that are going to message me and say, I didn't know that you had Botox. Yeah, exactly. Because it was that subtle. And wouldn't you agree, Stacey, that means it's being done
correctly
yes. when that happens?
Yes. So there's some people that will come in and they've been doing it for a while. They want to look more frozen. So then, of course, we're going to try to cater to their wants and their needs. But most people that come in and want to have Botox done want to have a very natural look. They still want to have expression. They still want to be able to raise their eyebrows. They don't want to look
frozen. Yeah.
And we can do that. You know, we can adjust the amount of units that are being injected.
And what about people that are really looking for symmetry on their face? I mean, you and I kind of talked about that I have one eyebrow that naturally goes a little bit higher than the other.
Sure.
And I have one side of my lip that goes a little bit higher than the other. Do you work with all of that,
too? Oh, most definitely.
And you can make that symmetrical, I suppose?
So it's basically just injecting maybe a little bit more on one side or a little bit less on the other or vice versa. You know, if you have a heavier brow, if one side falls lower than the other, we inject a little bit more units of Botox into that area to help lift that brow and even it out with the other side so it's symmetric.
Okay. Now, before we let you go here, one thing I want to talk about is people that have acne scars or sunspots and things like that. What do you recommend for people that can kind of work with smoothing those areas out when it comes to, you know, redness of their face and things like that? I mean, is that what a chemical peel is for? What do you do for things like that?
I suppose there's so many different options. There really are a lot of different options. So if we're looking at acne scarring, and there's two types of acne scarring. There's either pigmentation or there's pick scarring, where you actually see like an indentation in the skin from past severe acne. Both of those can be worked on with chemical peels. Anytime you're resurfacing, taking off that top layer of the epidermis, you're getting down to newer skin, so you're smoothing it out a little bit more. However, pick scarring is a little bit different. We can smooth it out a little bit. Chemical peels are not going to be the end all, be all. To really get that more smooth, we right now are doing a procedure called microneedling. So it's 12 tiny little needles. We do numb the skin, so there's little to no discomfort. I know that sounds scary. We take this micro pen with the 12 little needles, and we go over the skin over and over, creating what we call a controlled wound. We're driving then hyaluronic acid into the skin. Hyaluronic acid is what keeps our bodies hydrated, so it's natural.
Holy cow. Who knew?
So it helps create volume. This is what fillers are also generally made of, hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is like the hot thing right now. You see every skincare line is coming out with a HA product.
Yes, I've heard about that.
Yes.
I've read that.
Yep, that's the hot thing to put it on topically. So we're actually push driving it in with little needles. We also do a procedure where we take hyaluronic acid filler, like Restylane, which is injected into the cheek area, eye area, lip area. And now we're driving it over those areas where there is the pick scarring. So we're driving this filler with the needles into that top part of the epidermis, bringing that volume so we can get rid of the pick scarring.
People that do suffer from anything like that probably have had just years of feeling maybe not as confident as they would like or as beautiful as they would like. I mean, we all can agree that beauty is on the inside, absolutely. But I often say to people, if you're someone that wants to get plastic surgery or you want to dye your hair or you want to put makeup on, if what you're projecting makes you feel good, then more power to you. And I would imagine you're probably changing some lives for people because it's making them feel maybe more like how they feel on the inside being projected on the outside.
I have had so many emails, text messages, letters from clients who we've achieved their goals and they are just beyond thankful.
I bet.
And it's that's what's the most rewarding thing about my work.
I bet.
And that's why I love what I do, and I have a passion for what I do, and I love making people happy.
Well, and if you're interested, just contact Bare Beauty Med Spa and Skincare. We have it all linked up at 991themix.com. BareBeautySkin.com. That's B-A-R-E. BareBeautySkin.com. Free consultation. Ask all the questions you want, because you get a lot of questions.
Yes,
naturally,
yes,
you do.
Yes, and I want everyone to feel comfortable, be educated when they're making those decisions.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Stacey.
Thank you very much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast and you want to hear more, make sure you subscribe. So to subscribe to 50 Shades of K, make sure you're on your iTunes app, Google Play, or your podcast app on your smartphone. Search for 50 Shades of K. That's 50 Shades of K. Then there should be a little button where you hit subscribe. There's also a little button where you can hit review. I'd love it if you left a review. Let me know what you think. Again, it's 50 Shades of K. Thanks so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.